IBA Podcast.
All right, welcome to the XYBA podcast. This is episode 14.
It
is,
or as the kids will hear, or the historians will name it, the Halo 3 podcast.
Yeah, that's all that's on the news. Today is September 30th, and we are at Andy's place prepping for a big party. Today it's just party. It's just me, the host, and my assistant host, Andy.
I'm going to assistant you out the door.
All right, let's kick it off. What games are we playing? Go for it, Andy.
Halo 3?
Haven't heard of it.
And a little bit of Just Cause before Halo 3 came out.
How's that Just Cause?
It gets better.
Does it just suck?
No, it gets better.
Yeah.
Once you get a grappling hook and start using it, and can start hijacking jets and helicopters and stuff.
Cool. Anything else besides that?
Halo 3 has been taking up pretty much most of my time.
All right, we'll hit that in the roundtable discussion since it's a big news this week, and it has been for, like, the last week.
And sadly, it's apparently the only news out there.
Yeah, which is very odd. I've been playing Boxhead. It's this online Flash game. It's old, but
this is what you do at work, isn't it?
Yeah. And the great thing about it is it's got two-player options. So me and Marco, Marco is a past guest, and we've been playing it together at work, and it's pretty awesome. You basically shoot zombies.
So this is old news because Marco doesn't work there anymore.
Yeah, Marco doesn't work there anymore. But yeah. And you shoot zombies and you shoot Satan, and it's a top-down view.
Oh, I've played that game.
Yeah, it's really fun. You get a bunch of good weapons to choose from. It's awesome. Definitely with co-op, it's really fun.
I haven't played it co-op, but I have played it entertaining.
Yeah. I borrowed your BioShock. Yeah, it's a good game. I liked it. Nice game.
Good.
Don't understand why I can't shoot and use my magic at the same time. But
you have to concentrate.
And why the dude just walks in and starts shooting up. Hey, what's this needle do? I'll just stick it in my arm. Get things rolling.
That's how they were back in the 50s and 60s.
And I got the bad ending, according to Charlie.
You did get the bad ending because you were harvesting little girls.
I figured if I just harvest maybe one or two every once in a while, I'd be fine.
No.
Because I was like, dude, I got to get some of this what is it, the Atom?
Yep.
I was like, these girls only give you 80 if you do it the right way.
But for every three, you get an extra 200.
Yeah, yeah. Not that I was on a roll, because every level I kept getting the prizes. She'd be like, oh, thank you, you're such a savior. You're saving the little girls, even though I'd kill like one in each batch. But yeah, I liked it. I wouldn't give it a 10, but it was definitely a fun-ass game.
Yeah, it's good stuff. Now that you gave it back to me, I'm going to go through and play it and get the bad ending.
I've also been playing the Halo 3, and also got jam sessions on the DS yesterday, which is that guitar playing game that you can do.
See, you have it right there.
Yes, this thing is awesome. It's not really a game, but there's a lot of stuff to it that I didn't know it would have. Like, it's got a lot of pedals that you can add to the guitar, and you got delay, chorus, flanger, and tremolo. Plus, you got distortion with low cut and high cut options, and it's pretty tight. I'll play you guys a piece right here. I'm gonna try to make some Misfit songs and
kick out the jams, man.
Here it is. Let me put on the distortion. I thought I had it on, but
setting up his instrument again.
Why isn't it distorting? And it's got some... The cool thing is it's got songs on there. It's got like a Coldplay, the Yellow song. So it teaches you how to play that song, and it's got the words so you can sing along with it and stuff.
Wow.
I like it. I brought it because if Eric's coming over later on today, and he wanted to check it out as well. But the amp for it doesn't come out till around Christmas time, which I wanted to get because I thought that'd be pretty cool. But I figured, I'll just plug it up to my real amp.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's nice.
Some good plan you had there going on.
Yeah. I take it to the bathroom all the time and just sit there and jam out while I shit.
Fun.
And it's cool because it does different sounds for up-picking and down-picking. Mm-hmm. So it's pretty neat. And you can adjust it if you're a left-handed player. They'll switch all the buttons around to the left side so you can hold it for a left-handed player. I like it.
Cool.
It's pretty tight. if you like playing guitar, which I'm not a guitar player, or if you wish you could play guitar, I'd definitely recommend it.
Yeah, you like the drums.
Yeah, yeah. I wish they came out the... Hannah Montana is supposed to be coming out with the drum one. It's supposed to have, like, drums, guitar, bass, and you can record. And you can actually record some of your songs on there. It gives you, like, 30 seconds worth of record time. And it has, I think, 6 slots, so you can record. I likes. Especially the part where you can add different freaking pedals to it. I was like, that's fucking awesome.
Cool.
All right, man. Let's go on to the gaming news. I should have kept it out so I can do a gaming news intro music.
Takes that long to set up.
Ding.
News. Stop with the singing. Always with the singing.
All right.
By the way, for those of you who following the podcast, Josh did buy 2 sets of those headset microphones that he's been talking about for months. Can't get them to work right.
I gotta figure out what's wrong with them. They work. They just won't work on the mixer.
Yeah.
So we gotta figure out what's up.
That's why I suggested they buy 1.
I figured I'd get 2. That way, like, Charlie could wear one. Because, you know, Charlie, he doesn't put the mic to his face, and he's a soft talker. Yep. And then I could have
He's a low talker.
Yeah, and then I could have one where I'm a loud talker, and I eat the mic. And that way we could see the difference and see if we level out the same.
Yep.
And if they suck, I've only wasted $24.
Yeah. All right. Gaming news. Are we even going to do this? There's, like, 4 things in here.
Halo 3 is out.
Halo 3 is out. Apparently did well in Japan because this guy couldn't find any.
Yeah, one of the Kotaku bloggers couldn't find one in his neighborhood. He had to keep going to different stores to... He was figuring, you know, it's Japan. They're not big Halo players. And they were. Unless they didn't get a lot there. Maybe they got like...
They sent 2 to Japan, yeah. I hear.
And he went to both stores and they didn't have one.
Sex Pistols getting back together to record a master track for Guitar Hero 3. Anarchy in the UK.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Well, minus Sid Vicious, he won't be in there. Cause I don't know if this is a spoiler, but he's dead.
Oh, I was going to watch that history of life. Halo 3 takes number 1 spot on Xbox Live. So Halo 2 held that title for 2 years until Gears of War dethroned it, and now Halo 3 has taken back the title. For the Haloites.
Yep. People, you gotta hold down Halo. The directional pad. Santana's trying to play the guitar. And then you switch different areas on the directional pad and you can play different parts. Or different chords.
Apparently a Japanese company is going to make a game kind of like Second Life called Meet Me. It's a place where people can enjoy themselves with a sense of safety like Disneyland.
Apparently the Japanese think that... Second Life is too free-spirited.
They don't like the free roaming, do whatever you want. Yeah. They like linear.
And then they said they like conformity too, so they like it controlled for them.
But they have those weird sex clubs.
I don't know. Confusing.
I want to go to Japan. Give me a mic. I got something to say.
What? You want us to pull out a mic and plug you in?
No, I'm cool.
All right. Meet Me. Not interested.
I don't think you'll be able to get it anyway. Will it be free?
Why do they even say like Disneyland? What's wrong? Disney World is better than Disneyland.
Yeah, and that's here in Florida, where it's super safe. We got old people here.
And German tourists.
Yeah.
Yeah?
All right. In Disney World, though, they took away the sky ride thing. You know, you can't ever ride on that anymore. They took it apart.
I did not. I haven't been there since I was like 8.
Yeah. Well, now you can't easily get from one end of the park to the other. You
gotta
walk it.
Those sons of bitches.
Yeah. It's that fucking Mickey Mouse asshole. All right, on to the roundtable discussion. That was some awesome news.
Yeah. I mean, everything out there is Halo. It's like, Halo got this review. Halo got this review. Oh, I did see Sony is suing Christian hardcore gamers for their podcast.
What?
Because they did a parody of Neil Diamond's Hello Again. And their parody was Halo Again. And apparently Sony owns the rights to Hello Again by Neil Diamond. So they gave him a cease and desist. They're not suing yet. But they said, you cannot do that. Even their letter, I was looking at their letter this morning, says that they didn't use any of the lyrics or any of the original music.
So Weird Al, what if Weird Al would have done it? Would have been A-OK?
I think Weird Al usually gets permission first, though.
Yeah, before he parodies something.
He's a professional. But there goes our parody that we were going to do.
Yeah. God, Sony. Hate them. I'm going to do my Misfits covers on the jam session. It's going to be fun.
And I keep seeing these rumors out there. BioShock going to the PS3. BioShock's not going to the PS3 because Microsoft is paying BioShock a lot of money not to go to the PS3. And then every once in a while you see these stupid things like Halo 3 going to the PS3.
What?
Yeah, that pops up all the time. You're like, who is posting this stuff?
PC, definitely. It's going to be on the PC probably in about 2 years. But, yeah. PlayStation 3, nah. That's all right. They're going to love it on Games for Windows. It's going to be a big seller there. Like Halo 2 is on
Games for Windows. Talk about a horrible campaign that should have done well.
Yeah.
But then they're like, here's two games. I don't even understand Shadow the achievements Run. On it. I don't understand how I can check my achievements on my PC Windows for games. Jerks.
I don't know. I guess XboxLive.com or WindowsForGames.com.
I don't know. I've never really looked into it because I use just my PC for other stuff other than games usually now.
Mm-hmm.
So I got my 364. All right, let's talk Halo 3.
It sucks. Mm. It's the worst game ever. Mm. I've seen better games. Mm. It's... I quit. I'm never going to game again.
That would be your response.
No, it's awesome. I like it. I definitely say it's deserving the 9s that it gets. I don't know about those 10s. There's some disappointments in the campaign.
Yeah. All right, why don't we just go through? We'll go down the list. All right. Campaign of Halo 3. To me, been there, done that.
Exactly.
I mean, it's fun.
Even on this one, it's been there, done that again.
Yeah.
Each level, it's like, hey, go here. Now come back. Now that area we just told you to go to and then come back from, go back there again. Or a room that looks just like it.
A lot of going backtracking.
Come back to the op center.
Always back to the op center.
It's like, damn it, I'm tired of going back. Some of them are just go straight through, like Savo Highway. Yeah.
But I'm saying that a lot of them feel like levels from Halo 2.
Some of that I like, though.
When you get closer, nice, but...
When you get closer to the end, there's a lot of the rooms that feel like Halo 1, and there's a reason for it.
Yeah,
I'm not really hopefully spoiling it for anybody, but yeah, there is a lot of familiarity.
Full circle.
Yep. The one thing that disappointed me the most about campaign was they have all these new weapons and new vehicles and stuff, and you don't get to use them until, like, halfway through the game. And it's like, dude, I am tired of using the fucking assault rifle and brute spikers. That's all you ever got was the fucking brute spiker gun and assault rifle
and plasma pistols. I used the battle rifle.
Yeah, and the battle rifle. It's like, they got so many new... The Mauler, you don't get to use that gun until, like, halfway through the game. That's a good fucking gun.
Yeah. It's all right.
I was happy that the hammer you got to use on at least the first level, mm-hmm. the brute hammer.
Brute hammer.
They never give you the opportunity to fly a Banshee unless you hijack one, which was extremely disappointing.
Hey, I hijacked two that one level.
Yeah.
After we had already beat it, we didn't think that you could fly the Banshee, but I was able to hijack two.
Yeah, and it's like some of the best levels on Halo 1 was when you had to fly the Banshees. Mm-hmm. I mean... Halo 2 had some Banshee scenarios, but they were pretty bad. Like the one where you're up on, I forget what the fucking level is called, but where the heretics are, the mm-hmm. heretic level, when you have to fly from one end of the thing to the other. Some of that was kind of boring, but some of it was fun, but dude, this was disappointing. It's like you get to fly the Hornets, and it's only for a little bit.
Well, there's two different levels where you fly the Hornets.
Is there?
Yeah.
But yeah, it's still just. I would have liked it if they introduced the horn a little bit earlier in the game. It would have been fun on Savo Highway.
But don't they think it's overpowered?
Yeah. That's why it's not in matchmaking, it's only in custom games.
Yeah.
Yeah, but those are some of the disappointing things about. And then the campaign really doesn't fit the storyline. Like, at the end of Halo 2, if anybody hasn't defeated, then you better. Turn off now, or you might want to listen.
Spoiler for Halo 2 alert. For Halo 2 alert. It's been
out for like 2 years. But in the end of Halo 2, Master Chief was already back at Earth. He was in orbit, riding that weird spaceship back to Earth. And Sergeant Johnson and the Arbiter and Miranda Keyes, they were back on Delta Halo.
Well, that's why he jumps out and he crashes on the Earth at the beginning, and then Johnson comes down and gets him.
Yeah, but Johnson's already on Earth. How the hell did they beat him back to Earth? He was already at Earth.
Maybe he's been laying there for a while.
Eh, that might be right. Maybe.
Because his armor was locked up. Remember, because she's all like, where'd you find him? He's like, he was out there.
All right, yeah, I guess that's what it is. I thought he crashed and crashed near them, and I was like, how the fuck did he crash near them in the first place? But okay, that makes sense. Yeah, well, that makes sense, yeah. And you never, just for those of you who remember hearing that that diorama, the video museum, that battle scene, you get to play it. I remember a lot of people were saying that you get to play this at the last scene. You don't. You never get to play that battle scene at all. You never even go near that area, which was highly disappointing.
Yeah, let's see. I never really paid attention to that stuff, so I don't know what you talk about when you rant about that all the time.
But the good things about campaign, which is fucking co-op.
I love the online co-op.
Dude, it is insanely fun.
Except that since three of your four characters that you can play are elites, some people, like my roommate, like to kill you if you're an elite.
Yeah, you never fight the elites ever in this game. They're always on your side. But for some reason, it's hard to break that old kill the elites
mentality.
Well,
the Arbiter kind of looks like enemy sometimes because of his brown armor.
Yeah.
But and then one guy's got blue armor, and some of the brutes have blue armor.
Some of the points you'd get into the game where you all get tanks, that got really crowded with fucking four players. Cause three
there's
of them
only
would,
three tanks.
There's three tanks, but then the other guy would be on the hog. But man, it was crowded trying to get three tanks moving through there. It was insane.
That's why I just went up ahead and just started blowing everything up.
But yeah, co-op on that thing is exciting.
It's very fun.
I liked it a lot.
But that brings us to the next point, difficulty level of the campaign.
I'd say on Legendary it was extremely hard. Well, not extremely, but it was fucking hard.
I would say it's hard on Legendary, but it's not as hard
as it was,
in Halo 2.
Yeah, in Halo 2, it was like they dumbed down your shields.
Like, would shoot you like instantly.
Yeah,
it's like you'd be dead
as soon as your head popped around the corner, you'd die. But on this one, it's like first they got to sight you and then do it.
Yeah,
so it's a little bit more realistic.
Yeah. And there's not as many bottlenecks that I've noticed. There's still some bottlenecks, but like in Halo 2, you know, there was those two levels that there was just those bottlenecks where it was ridiculous to get by.
I don't remember.
The first level in Halo 2 where you don't have any weapons and they're all pouring through the doors.
Oh, yeah.
And then one of the last levels of Halo 2 where there were snipers and brutes.
Yeah, okay.
They're still... I found the difficulty level, like, we played on Legendary with four people, not bad. Because usually just one person can stay back sniping.
Yeah.
Everybody else is going to respawn. But with two people, and we had a skull or two turned on, kind of hard.
Yeah, you definitely want to turn on those skulls, especially when you do that health insurance one. I was playing on easy, and I could not kill the fucking grunts. It took, like, five melees to knock them dead.
See, I was playing, the first time I ever turned on a skull was the Thunderstorm skull, because it was the first skull I ever found.
Yeah.
And I didn't understand what it did, and it apparently ranks up all your enemies.
Yeah, so...
Because all it says is, field promotions for everyone. I was like, sweet, turn it on. I was like, I don't notice anything different with me, but...
Yeah, they all just changed to the black color. That's basically it. Everybody's like all the grunts turn to the black grunts, which is the special ops grunts, and they're supposedly harder to kill. But I noticed that headshots are still one bullet kill. So if you do turn on that type of stuff, definitely get the battle rifle and do an upward motion when you shoot the grunts, and it'll take them out.
Yeah, I noticed with some of the skulls on, like without the skulls on, when you shoot the thing off the grunts' backs, they'll die. But
yeah.
If you turn on some of the skulls, they don't.
Yeah, I noticed that too.
They just run around without it.
You knock it off of them, and they'll just be running around. I wonder if it's a timed death.
I don't know, possibly.
Me and Ashley were playing on normal, and I have to say, normal on this game is like easy was on the other games. So Ashley went up on one of the sniper towers and was just sitting there, and she turned around, and there was a brute just standing there doing nothing. And I was like, this is ridiculous. It's like, he's not even...
Those are those lazy brutes.
He's not even making her like he's aware that she's there. I was like, that's retarded. He's just standing there doing nothing.
He didn't. Nobody put up the alert yet.
Yeah, oh yeah.
He's just like... She was probably an elite. He was like, oh, look, an elite.
Oh, yeah, remember we used to team up with you guys. Wart, wart, wart.
But, yeah, difficulty level definitely the more people you have, obviously, the easier it is. Except, yeah, of course, then you have to fight over weapons and vehicles and stuff. But
yeah, the weapons were definitely scary, especially with the lack of variety of weapons. It was like, what do I get to pick up?
There's a lot of times where you just like, I got to die so I could get some more ammo. I'm going to run in there and punch this brute in the face.
Something cool that that we didn't get to see until you play on easy. If you play on easy at the beginning of the game, they actually make you go through the look up, sir, look down. And it's basically the guy who's with Sergeant Johnson.
Oh, is that when he's like, your armor's in partial lockdown?
Yes, yeah. He actually holds this little device and goes, look up here, look down here. It was pretty cool. I was like,
I was wondering, because he was always like, your armor's still in partial lockdown, and then nothing ever comes of it. I was just like, okay.
Yeah. Got to play it on easy, get that extra cutscene. All right. Multiplayer, I haven't been playing much of.
I mean, if you played the beta, you know what to expect.
Yeah.
They do a lot of shoddy snipers.
Oh, dude. And
which I've even gotten better at, or people have gotten worse. Because I do all right.
Sniper rifle and the shotgun are probably my worst weapons ever. I just hate those fucking
weapons. Shotgun in this one, you need to be even closer than you did before.
Yeah.
Something.
Everything is. Like the sword, you can't get them from across the room now. You have to be extremely close to do it.
Yeah, the hammer is ridiculously close.
Yeah.
It's I think people are just walking away from me and shooting me in the head.
Yeah. Yeah, that's definitely a thing you got to get for getting people around a corner or something. Like, oh, shit, there's somebody there. Bam.
Some people are really good with it, but not me. Also, it flips vehicles.
Oh, yeah. I haven't even tried that. Or shoot back the grenades. I haven't done either of those.
Yeah.
I've tried shooting back fuel rod cannon things. And I don't know if it was working, but I wasn't dying. But I never saw anything go back. So it might have deflected it up or something.
Possible. But yeah, the multiplayer is fun. You know, they still have the good party system. It's fairly easy to find games.
Yeah.
I like the map. There's a map when you're doing it, and it shows, like, lights where everybody's playing.
Yeah, that is fucking cool.
Real time, which is better than the damn Bungie site, which still hasn't updated my stats from, like, 2 days ago.
Yeah, apparently they're talking to Xbox Live because a lot of stuff wasn't loading properly. People are missing achievements and stuff like that.
Well, they're definitely getting better, though. I was just looking at it last night, and now when you take screenshots, which we'll get a little bit into later, they actually show up on the site. You don't have to upload them to your file share and then download them and all that stuff.
I was always wondering what that was. I was sitting there. I was like, what the hell is this high-res screenshots?
But yeah, Bungie.net, definitely worth checking out if you're into the Halo 3. I finally got that seventh column icon next to my name.
I did it too.
Shane was doing it, and I was like, I know there's a way to do it. I used to do it in Halo 2.
Yeah, it's just that you got to go in to edit your profile and then turn it on.
Show it.
Yeah, show. It's in the area where you turn on show my email, and you'll see there, show your Halo 2 emblem.
One thing, multiplayer, though. Right now, big team battle is only 6v6.
And
what up with that?
Bungie said what they're doing is, this is the same problem with Halo 2. In Halo 2, whenever they reset the servers, everything runs like shit, because they got to find out which user has the best internet connection. So that's what they're doing right now. If they did that, open it up to 8v8, there would be a lot of people complaining that, oh my god, this is the most laggy game ever. So right now, their servers are just trying to find the best connections.
I was just wondering, I'm just like, we went from 8v8 to 6v6.
Yeah.
Damn the future.
They addressed it on their news section before the game came out. They were like, be aware, don't complain, bitches.
People still complain.
Yeah.
I still complain.
Spread the word. A lot of people don't read the site like I do every day.
It's true. But yeah, multiplayer is good. You still have your ranked matches, your social matches, your customizable matches. Most of it's 4v4.
Yeah, they definitely
still have those damn doubles. I suck at it. Charlie and I were playing doubles the other day. Who is here? I guess it is 11 o'clock.
Shit.
Keep talking. I'll be back.
Yeah, I don't know. Who am I going to go back and forth with on this? Oh, man, this is terrible.
Next thing.
All right, so there's also customizable armor, which in the game does not tell you if you've unlocked it, because you can unlock up to, like, I think 12 pieces, and then up to 6 pieces, I think, for the elite. But yeah, that was the thing. Once you beat it on legendary or different...
Marco's here.
Marco's here. Oh, cool. Hey, what's up, Marco? Nice beard, man. Those are your Danzig chops.
Yeah, I was messing with the armor this morning. It's cool. I mean, you get to look different than other people. Like, we were playing with some clan guys last night, and they all had these weird helmets on. I was like, that's pretty cool.
Was it the ninja ones?
Kind of.
Snake ones?
Yeah.
like cobras.
Yep.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, the customized bar just makes you look different, doesn't do anything different.
Which I don't understand why they gave them names. That's totally retarded.
Yeah, just so you know.
It's like, hey, this armor is for people who can drive really good. And they make it fucking work. Come on, do like Shadowrun in Call of Duty 4. Assholes. Gotta hate you, Bungie.
Please.
But yeah, I like it. I like the fact that you can have custom... Because it kind of got boring when everybody looked the same, yeah, except for different colors. Now you can be like, hey, get that bitch who's got the Cobra helmet on.
No, I'm always just like calling out to my teammates. I don't know their names. I just call them by their numbers. Hey, A66, watch your back, because there's a guy about to punch you.
People pretty good about knowing what their number is?
Overall.
Yeah, cool.
Some of the newer people don't know what their numbers are.
I haven't gotten into the fucking multiplayer much. I think I've played like 8 or 9 games on multiplayer.
I think I played like 50.
Yeah. I've been playing mainly campaign whenever I play. So
I like campaign. I switch it up every once in a while. I should go back to campaign there, even though I beat it.
Yeah. It's fun.
Legendary.
We still need to go through and get our achievements for the getting the certain amount of points.
Yes, we need to do that.
New
weapons.
Maulers are cool.
I like the mauler.
Yeah, if you can get two of them. Otherwise, it sucks on its
own. Well, in multiplayer, I like a spiker in one hand or a mauler in another.
Oh, so you can get the long range if you need to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But, I mean, in the campaign, though, I stick with normal. Sniper rifle, battle rifle, Covenant, carbine.
Have they had the fuel rod gun in multiplayer yet?
No.
Because it doesn't seem like a gun they put in there too much. What about flamethrower?
Nope. Well, it is in a couple of the levels.
Is it?
Yeah, remember that one level we were playing?
Yeah, it is in that one.
Yeah, it's around. The hammer's in there.
Fuel rod gun was in that, because I remember somebody, I think, was using it one time.
It's possible.
That's a gun. That's the weapon I like. I love the fuel rod gun cannon.
I hate it.
Any good playlists like rocket fuel, or like where it's just pure rockets or anything?
They're out there. I haven't played them.
Okay.
Those are like customizable games. You can download them from Forge.
They're not going to throw them up in a... What's it called?
Not yet.
Yeah. They definitely need to update that playlist. I'm tired of fucking shoddy snipers.
New vehicles.
The new Warthog, that was disappointing. The carrier one.
Oh, the carrier. That one is gay.
Yeah.
It doesn't do anything.
Nobody can get in it except for on the passenger side. Yeah. The only people can get in is the Marines, and that's in campaign. It was like, what the fuck is that? Elephant was kind of cool.
That's slow as hell.
Not only is it slow, you have to stay on the fucking track. There's like this sanded track. You can't go up hills or anything. It just gets stuck.
I don't know. I've never actually been on it other than to kill people who are on it.
And dude, the third person view on that thing is insane. It just has to zoom back so far. You can barely see your guy up.
That's what I like about the elephant. When the enemy gets on it, I know where to shoot.
Yeah. You know, it
goes
exactly.
Like 2 miles an hour.
But yeah, I love that level, though, the sand
trap. The Brute Trapper is kind of fun, also kind of hard to control.
To drive, yeah. Because it turns like on a dime, and that's kind of hard to get used to.
Yeah.
But that boost feature on it's nice. It's like if you need to, you boost and you'll just tear up any vehicle.
You can jump over a lot of stuff.
Yeah, yeah. There's a lot of launching, especially in campaign. Those AIs, dude, they're just fucking jumping everything.
Yeah. The Mongoose, meh.
Yeah, it's Mongoose from the beta. Who cares?
It goes.
Yeah. It's still difficult to shoot somebody from the back of it.
The Hornet.
I played in multiplayer, but it was...
Well, yeah, you have to specifically put it in.
Yeah. In campaign, at first it's a little weird to elevate.
Yeah, you get used to it.
You got to kind of point the gun up to elevate. I didn't like going against the Banshees in that thing. Felt like the Banshees moved a lot faster.
I don't know. I was usually able to tear up the Banshees pretty well.
I think it's because the AI stuck, but if you went up against people in multiplayer, I'm pretty sure they would tear you up in the Banshees. Seemed like they just...
It's possible.
Seems like they just had
They had the machine gun and the missile launcher.
Yeah. That thing...
Although I was confused as to how the missile launcher worked. Like, I don't know if you have to keep your target on them or...
Yeah, and it just
seemed... like it followed where I moved my target.
And it just seemed like it shot a little too low. I guess the missiles dropped and then shot out.
Yeah, something. All right, let's go on. We're hurrying through this because we have a LAN party about to start.
Yeah, I do like the Phantom and the tank, how they made it so that you can have a gunner on there now. And the gunner can... So if you're getting attacked from the right while you're shooting left, you can have your gunner take out the guy on your right. That was a cool little add-on.
Say Phantom.
Is it a Phantom? Scorpion.
Okay, yeah. It's tank, yeah. The Wraith tank in the Scorpion tank.
That's what I'm thinking.
The Phantom's the big
dropship
ship thing.
Yeah, my bad.
Theater. I love it.
It's cool.
You can go through and look at your games, your campaign levels, your multiplayer games. You can record little clips. You can take screenshots.
It's fucking insane watching this shit again and then being able to pause it and move around.
You can pause it backwards, forwards, move camera angles.
Move somewhere else off the area and just go see what other people are doing.
Floating camera.
Yeah.
It is insanely good, except a couple things I've run into.
Which I'm sure they can fix with a patch. If they wanted to.
Well, I don't think they want to, though. I think it's intentional. But when you look at your campaign levels in theater, you can't go back.
Yeah.
So you can't rewind. If you miss something, too bad.
Yeah.
And you can't record clips.
Yeah.
Because I was going in there specifically to get some of those launches that I was doing on the highway with the brute choppers. I wanted to record some of those. Nope. Can't do it.
That sucks, too, because I was going to actually go in there and record that chunk off of... where you have to do the opset thing, and we think those are the dudes from Rooster Teeth talking.
Yeah. Yeah, I was thinking the same thing, recording some of those funny little things.
Yeah, because I wanted to ask people on BNet if they knew if that was the Rooster Teeth guys, because there's a really funny part where this dude's knocking on the door, trying to get the other guy on the other side to open up, and he's like, no, were you at the meeting? What's the password?
Yep.
And he's like, the chief's out here, and he's like, ask the chief what the password is. He wasn't at the meeting either. It's pretty hilarious.
Forge. I haven't touched it.
I went in and then left. I was like,
So what's the deal? You can edit game types and
the map editing. Well, not really map editing. More like placements. Yeah, you can add a bunch of shit. Like all the movable objects in the game, weapons and stuff. You can change the spawn points of everything. You can. I saw one really cool one in a video where they just added teleporters everywhere. On that one level that looks like the from Halo 2, that one map you were just playing. They added teleporters everywhere. So everywhere people jump, they got teleported to another area, and they'd fall out of that teleporter into the next one. So you just saw these people just teleporting across the map everywhere. It was pretty hilarious looking.
Cool.
But we should probably get into that today.
I think it's raining.
It is raining. Shit.
And finally, file share. That's pretty cool. You can upload some of your screenshots or some of your clips and let your friends or strangers download them.
Yeah, while I'm at work, I checked out your shit. I was like, cool. That was in the file share. But yeah, now that they got the screenshot thing, high-res screenshots up, I'm going to go check those out online too.
Yep.
And then you can also queue up stuff while you're at work so that when you turn on your Xbox at home, it'll start downloading.
Yeah, if you're Bungie.net, you can say, send that to my 360.
Yeah, which is pretty cool.
Overall, we approve of the Halo 3.
Yeah, there's some stuff I wish they would have included, but hey. Bungie didn't want to.
You knew it wasn't going to meet your standards because you've been drooling over this game since Halo 2.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a lot. I thought they were going to include a lot of the book stuff. I was hoping they'd...
You and your love of the books.
It would have been interesting. You know, meet some of the characters. Never met the doctor.
Why does Johnson not look as black as he used to?
He's got the Michael Jackson disease. His nose has changed, eh?
He used to be blacker.
Yeah. And he keeps doing this. Hee-hee-hee.
Now he's got a bald spot.
I'd have to say the graphics look a lot better, except for the Admiral, or the...
Lord Hood.
Yeah. Oh, God, he looks fucking terrible, dude.
War has not been kind to him.
No, rendering hasn't been kind to that guy. He looks terrible. Everybody else looks awesome. Like, their arms connect to their body really well. Him, he's got, that old-school, PlayStation 1, where it looks like his arm's going to just fall off, like it's pinched up at the shoulder.
Maybe it is.
And they try to give
war win injury.
They try to give him wrinkles, and it looked bad. It was like, ugh.
He's old.
They should have just left the wrinkles off.
And a tip for all you people out there who are playing it in campaign, don't kill the Marines.
You won't survive.
Josh, for some reason, on the one level where there's all injured Marines laying around, thought it would be fun to try to kill them with a turret.
Hey, they were dying. What the hell do they care if they got dead Marines dead? Or dying Marines dead?
Well, they care. They care a lot.
And you can't stop them. It is impossible. We couldn't finish the level.
Legendary, when the Marines decide that they don't like you anymore, go back to your last checkpoint because you weren't making it.
Yeah, that kind of sucked. They just went berserk. Even the other teammates who didn't do any of the killing.
I didn't do anything. I wasn't even in the room. Suddenly,
guilt by
Marines I'm standing around are like, I'm going to kill you. And they did.
But yeah, definitely, if you haven't played it, at least rent it. Everybody should at least rent it.
If you haven't played it,
shame.
Why are you even listening to us?
Yeah.
Mike Anderson.
He's not playing it?
No, he's playing it.
Okay. All right, so games or gaming devices we look forward to?
Army of Two. Mass Effect. Army of Two, I'm looking forward to it because Halo 3 doesn't have what I was hoping, which is like the easy person can jump in, jump out.
Yeah.
You gotta
stop,
you gotta finish the level, stop, jump out, they can jump out or jump in, go back in. Army of Two is gonna be good for the multiplayer. And I want a gold machine gun.
Is it supposed to be plated gold or just made of gold?
Gold plated. Blinging out my guns.
Wouldn't that melt easier?
Don't care. Looks good. I will be the pimp with the gold gun shooting
people. Can you
put some
diamonds on it?
Possibly.
Nice. I'm looking forward to Pac-Man Versus on the DS. No? Marco's shaking his head. Come on, man. People get to play as the ghost and try to take you down. That's going to be fucking awesome. No More Heroes on the Wii? Yeah, that looks good.
I don't know what that is.
That's the one where the guy has the lightsaber and you control it with the thing. It's got a really stylized looking graphics. Of course, Rock Band, Army 2, Mass Effect. All those goodies.
And any zombie movie coming. Any zombie game coming out. I look forward to that too.
Yeah, like Boxhead 4.
It's not a zombie game.
It is a zombie game.
No rants this week.
All right, cool. Yeah, we got to get playing anyways.
We got to start setting up some networking and some TVs and some 360s. Oh, right. By the way, one rant. Eric's refurbished 360 bricked.
Yep.
So Eric, the one of us who really hates the 360 but still owns one for some reason.
For skate.
He has to send his Xbox in for the second time.
Yeah.
Within however many months, I don't know.
Charlie was saying he's concerned about his, too. His is showing signs of...
Mine keeps giving me the E74 error, but it's done that since I got it.
Yeah.
And I was looking at the back the other day. Mine was made in 2005.
It's coming soon. All right. Crank up this jams. Here it goes. Oh, yeah. All right, I want to give a shout-out to Ashley.
I want to give a shout-out to all those Haloites out there doing it for Earth.
They finished the fight for nothing.
I finished the fight.
Halo 4 coming out.
There are rumors about Halo 3.5, Arbiter Chronicles.
Seriously?
Yeah, rumors.
What would it pertain?
Apparently the Arbiter going back to his planet and kicking some ass.
Against who? Arbiters?
Cleaning up whoever's left.
Taking out the brutes. That'd be pretty fucking cool.
Huh?
I like that idea. I like in the books they tell which planets everybody comes from now.
Why do I need to know that?
I like that kind of stuff.
When are the Hunters going to join up with the Arbiter? Didn't they join up with him in the second one? What happened to that?
Dude, that was awesome. That was the best team to have is when you had the Hunters behind you.
In number two, sometimes the Grunts and the Arbiter and the Hunters would be on your side. Now back in three, they're like, fuck you guys.
Yeah.
We're not going that way again.
I guess because he's got the humans on their side and they find it kind of difficult to, you know, side with that. I was really disappointed they didn't bring in some of the other characters. There's some other alien races that they didn't bring in.
Like the engineers?
Yeah, the engineers weren't there. That would have been a nice little touch. But also, there was these bigger monsters, bigger than the brutes, that were never brought in.
They couldn't fit them in? Too big?
The Flood. Now that was fucking cool.
Stupid Flood.
New Flood forms, for those of you who haven't done that.
That's a spoiler.
Spoiler. Too late.
Oh.
Okay,
you're off the show. All right, fade us out.